Hello, my name is David Eagle, and I am blind. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about some of the strange incidents that have occurred in my life. What should be simply normal, everyday, mundane events are turned extraordinary and made completely weird simply through being blind. Today's tale is all about that normal, everyday event of crossing the road. Cue appropriately themed music.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road? Trying to make the other side.
We are standing at a roadside. I have faded in the appropriate background sound effects to help convey this, and if you're a blind listener, then you've probably deduced by now that it's 9:15 on a Monday morning, and the road in question is the Pelican Crossing between Dunsmuir Grove and Armstrong Street in Gateshead. And yes, you're quite right, I am facing southeast. One good thing about being blind is our dramatically heightened sense of hearing. I had pressed the button and was waiting for the Pelican Crossing to beep so that I could cross the road. I'd like to think that I was looking nonchalant, at ease, and unfazed by my present situation. After all, I make this journey to and from work every day, and I am not at all fazed by the concept of Pelican Crossings. But I obviously didn't appear nonchalant, at ease, and unfazed to the woman on the opposite side of the road, who, after seeing me, began running towards the Pelican Crossing, shrieking,
"Stay there, son! I'm coming! Oh dear! Don't move, son! Don't move! I've pressed the button for you, love! It'll beep now, and you can cross!"
What? Did this woman really think that I'd simply been standing at the Pelican Crossing completely oblivious as to what to do?
"There we go! Come on, love! It's beeping now! Across the road! That's it! Come on! One step at a time! Come on! Come on, love!
Nearly there! And you're there! Well done, love! There you go!"
We stood there, facing each other. What do I do now? Do I thank her? But why should I thank her? I mean, she had basically been extremely patronising towards me. I didn't need her help. I decided that I owed it to myself and to other blind people to make her aware of her patronising and over-the-top behaviour. I'd be diplomatic about it. I'd thank her for her intention to help. But I would pleasantly and politely inform her that her help had been unneeded, unsubtle, and very embarrassing.
"Well, thank you very much for that, but..."
"No problem, son. Just doing my bit. You've got to help those less fortunate than yourself, haven't you?"
"Well, as I said, thank you very much, but..."
But before I could continue with my explanation, I was interrupted by an old man who had been wheezing his way towards us.
"Excuse me, madam. I just saw what happened a few moments ago there with the blind man."
"Hang on a minute. With the blind man? Presumably you mean me. Me, who is actually standing right next to you. Yet another example of patronising behaviour. What a brilliant day this was turning out to be."
"I'm so glad there's people like you in the world, madam. It warms my cockles to see people helping other people like that."
"Well, we've got to do our bit, haven't we? Got to help those less fortunate than ourselves, eh?"
"Indeed we do, madam. Well, thank you, madam. You've restored my faith in humanity. Good day, madam. Good day, madam."
"Oh, thank you very much. Good day, madam. What about good day, sir? Unless..." "Happens to be good day, sir, in the language of wheeze."
"Well, anyway, thank you.
Best be on my way. Don't want to be late for work. You'll be all right from here, son. Bye."
And with that, she strode off. Oh, I'd be all right from here, would I? I'd been absolutely fine before, thank you very much. Her comment had been a statement, not a question. She had been utterly convinced before that I was in dire need of her help crossing this particular road, but now that I was across the road, she assumed that I would be absolutely fine from here. The fact that I might have more roads to cross, busier roads even, didn't enter into it for her. I continued my journey, humiliated, defeated, and irritated at myself for not being assertive enough with the lady. However, the very next day, I was presented with the perfect opportunity to get my revenge on such patronising members of society. We are once again standing by the side of a road. For the benefit of sighted listeners, it is the very same Pelican Crossing, only this time we are at the opposite side of the road. It's 5:15 on a Tuesday afternoon. Again, I had just pressed the button and was waiting for the beep. There were two people waiting to cross at the opposite side of the road, a father and his child about the age of 8. The father obviously saw me and then decided that I was the perfect educational resource for his son.
Here, look, look, son. Look over there. See there at the other side of the road?
Yes, Daddy.
That man is a blind man. Do you know what a blind man is?
No, Daddy.
A blind man is someone who can't see.
Wow.
Yes, he doesn't see me and you. He doesn't know we're here. He doesn't see the traffic on the road. Unlike we people, you and I, son, he can't see the green man. So, how does he know when to cross, son?
When it beeps, Daddy.
Yes, that's right, son. When it beeps. Look, look, after this car, son, there'll be no more traffic for a good few seconds. Now, you and I, son, we could see this. We could see that it was safe to cross. But the blind man doesn't know this. So he will not cross, because he can't see that there's no traffic. See, now it's safe to cross, son, isn't it?
Yes.
But the blind man, he will stay where he is. He will only move when he hears the beep. He will stay where he is until he hears that beep.
Oh, no, he bloody well will not, I shouted, and triumphantly strode out onto the road. When I reached the other side of the road, I turned to the father and child, gave a smile and a cheery wave before jogging off. Behind me, I heard the satisfying sounds of the child shouting,
Daddy, you were wrong. He crossed the road, Daddy. He knew we were there, Daddy. He waved at us. He waved. Daddy, you were wrong. You were wrong, Daddy. You were wrong.
Yeah, yes, little child. Your daddy was wrong. Oh, yes. Let this be a lesson to you, little child. Tell all your friends at school about this. Let this parable spread throughout the playground like wildfire. Let it journey through space and time. Let it become inexorably tangled into the fabric of the World Wide Web. May it trend on Twitter, pervade through Facebook, go viral on YouTube. May it set the hearts of a generation ablaze so that it may influence a new and more enlightened breed of people, a generation that refuses to countenance ignorance, parochial stereotyping, labels, assumptions, discrimination, social maladies that have held human evolution back by centuries. May this act of defiance from one blind man in Gateshead on a Tuesday afternoon crossing a road, may this be the catalyst for the much needed dramatic change in humanity. May it create peace, harmony, empathy, connectedness, a sense of unity, equality. I have a dream. Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't actually thinking any of this at the time. I was merely happy that I'd managed to exact some petty revenge on patronising people. But, you know, I'm sure that everything I've just said there, peace, harmony, equality, a more enlightened generation, a glorious utopia, I'm sure that they will all be byproducts of my petty point scoring. So, well done me, I say. Well done me. Yeah, I mean, I might have destroyed a child's faith in his father, but such small sacrifices have to be made if a glorious utopia is to be reached. So, the next time you see someone who is blind or has a disability, think on before you patronise. But please, feel free to still buy me pints in the pub out of misplaced sympathy. That's fine. That's different.